No need to change, and how they can improve. They got the best of it.
Modernist period start to be broken down, rationalized, codified. You get the emergence of this so-called international typographic style or Swiss style. And it's Swiss designers in the 1950s who are really driving that along. This is where Helvetica comes in. Helvetica emerges in that period in 1957. Where there's felt to be a need for rational typefaces which can be applied to all kinds of contemporary information, whether it's sign systems or corporate identity.
Of Maria Haskotesk, which was the first name of Helvetica.
I knew the way things worked and I had gradually picked up on the importance of Edwin Hoffman and his almost pathological shyness. And
what was the solution for to get into the market?
Once we introduced Helvetica, it really ran away. It was exactly what the designers were looking for. I mean, I don't think there's been such a hot thing since as the figure-ground relationship properly existed.
I love that marriage, you know. I wake up in the corner and expect to sleep. I could say that it's not just what we're used to seeing, it's not just because we associate with all these things that we consider authoritative, but it somehow has this kind of inherent rightness, you know, the rightness of the way the lowercase a meets the curve, which is the way
the curve.
Boy, could you see his
it's actually I certainly know that when I draw something, it has. I'm fast. I'm loud. I'm chaotic. I'm not very rule-based, even though I'm.
And it was and present those visual expressions of the modern world to the public in an intelligible, legible way.
The way that he would use other people's hands.
But often you start to get a reaction against what is
in no way described as the quality of the
content.